Everybody stand for the reading of God's holy word as we flow down. And since we have been away for a little while, let's do our full welcome. The Onward Christian Soldiers Discipleship Class number 239. And the subject that we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome each and every one of you. The subject that we are dealing with is How to Overcome Temptation, part 115, and we're dealing with the temptation and sin of envy. And so welcome to the Onward Christian Soldiers Discipleship Class. My name is Daniel White III. I am the president of Gospel Light Society and the pastor of Gospel Light House of Prayer International. The purpose of this time together is to teach young believers especially everything they need to know about their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and provide them with the knowledge they need to live a victorious Christian life. Our key Bible verse has been, for 115 of these Bible classes, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. You need to hide this passage from the Word of God in your heart. The Bible says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts and help us to remember it every time we are tempted. Help us to remember it until the day we leave this earth. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, our lesson today is titled How to Overcome Temptation, part 115. And I really had one other message dealing with anger. I want to deal with envy, but I want to close out the anger class. This will be the last Bible class in dealing with anger. I want to move forward and deal with envy, but we want to wrap up that other one. I think it's very important that we do this. We have one more message dealing with anger. And it's a short message, a short class, but it will help you. So it's actually part 114. How to Overcome Temptation, part 114, as we still deal with anger and wrath. And the truth of the matter is, we can preach on this temptation and this sin every day, because it is so common and so prevalent. So many people are in jail because of these two temptations and sins. So many are in the grave because of these deadly temptations and sins. So, ladies and gentlemen, in this section of our Onward Christian Soldiers, class, we are looking at specific temptations that are, as the Bible says, common to man. We are looking at what the Bible says about these sins, yea, these temptations. So we can be aware of the dangers. Yes, even Christians can get in the flesh and do things they regret. And so that we can hide Holy Scripture in our hearts to use when we are tempted to sin against God. The sin that we are looking at today is the sin of anger and the twin sin of wrath. This is the fifth sin category in a list of 12 temptations that comes from two sources, one ancient and one modern. The first source is a list that was developed by the monks in the early church called the seven deadly sins or the cardinal sins. The second source is a Bonner survey from 2011, which tracked the top temptations Americans admitted to struggling with. And we do have a group of so-called Christians who don't struggle with anything. May God help them to stop lying. We all struggle with temptation of some sort. Today we are looking at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 32. Now remember, the text of this lesson is made available online after these, after each class, so that you can go to our website at gospellighthouseofprayer.com and click the Onward Christian Soldiers banner on the home page and begin to learn these verses by heart throughout the week, and make sure stuff like that you pass on. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 32. And this will be our last time, our last message, our last class dealing with this subject. The Bible says, "Be ye angry and sin not." It's okay to be angry, but don't sin. By the way, I don't trust anybody who does not get angry sometime. I just don't. That means that they're dead. They're not passionate about anything. These nonchalant individuals, these passive-aggressive individuals, they're angry, but they try to hide it. You got to watch those devils. "Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil." And one of the ways we told you to deal with that is that be honest with people and tell people the truth when you're upset or you're angry. Verse 28, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth." Sad to say, we have Judases in the church who are liars and thieves. Some of the biggest thieves in the world are in the church. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, as we return to this passage in Ephesians 4, Let us consider another motivation that might prevent us from sinning by getting angry. Verse 30 of this passage says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." It grieves the Holy Spirit when we act or speak out of anger towards others. When we express wrath physically or verbally, we are not only hurting others, but we are hurting God. And even when we express anger and or wrath internally, we are hurting God who lives inside of us via the Holy Spirit. Remember that. And that's all I want to say to you tonight, as God is leading me to cut this short. If you're not saved tonight, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask Him to save your soul. Holy Father God, have mercy and grace upon me, a sinner, and save my soul tonight. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.